Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lou Marano, who is the owner of Capital Carpet and Tile down in South Florida. Lou, how you doing?
Very good.
Good to talk to you today. Thanks for being on the show with us. I'm going to see you next week. I know at the Mohawk meeting for Floorscapes and Color Center, but I just wanted to catch up with you the day before Thanksgiving and find out how your business is doing. Talk to us a little bit about business conditions in South Florida.
This year has been pretty good. We've not been able to say that for several years. We're up double digits in our stores, so we're real happy with that.
I interviewed you this time last year. Just real quick to kind of set the ground, yeah, I think you have six stores, and you're kind of in the West Palm Beach area of Florida, right?
Yeah, we have five retail locations that are Floorscape stores, and then we have one corporate warehouse, if you will, where we do our commercial business out of, and it's all in Palm Beach County.
Okay, and you know, I talk to retailers across the country, and it's kind of a mixed bag on how people are doing, and you actually are doing pretty well. Tell us why you're doing so well.
There's not really any one particular reason. It's a multitude of things that we've been doing over the last several years, so it's probably a few dozen things that we're consistently doing. I mean, one of the things that we've been really concentrating on is our customer service. We knew when this whole recession hit that one of the things that was going to be able to make business be better would be to really step it up with customer service and making sure that experience with the customer is like above what their expectations are. At least that's what the goal is. And we do a couple things to be able to do that. I actually have my mother call every single person who buys and ask a series of questions to make sure that they're satisfied. And if they aren't, I personally speak with them. And if they are, we have a system for rewarding the people that do. We empower our people to make decisions so they don't have to make a phone call to create a raving fan, because that's kind of been our theme the last few years, is to, you know, make our customers raving fans. So things like that. We've been doing consistently advertising. We haven't cut back. I mean, on the dollars we have, but on the percentage that we spend, we do that the same. Updating our website and spending money on internet. So there's a multitude of things that we're doing.
Okay, Lou, you're being modest here. I'm going to have to pry and get some information out of you here. One of the things you did last time we talked a year ago, you just opened a store, and that was one of the reasons you were doing well. And I understand this year you closed the store and opened another location in a different. I mean, you know, that's strategy.
Yeah, we closed our oldest store that was in a really bad demographic area, and then we opened up a newer store that is doing much better than what the oldest store is. So that's definitely for, you know, one of the reasons for the pickup, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, that's difficult to do. That means you have to analyze the whole county. You have to figure out where you think business is going to be, and you have to analyze, you know, what stores are doing well for you. And there's probably a lot of effort that goes behind closing a store and opening another one, isn't there?
There's more effort in trying to figure it out than there is in actually physically doing it, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Kudos to you for pulling the trigger and making some demographic or geographical changes in where your stores are, because things do change. There are areas of town, just like, you know, as we all know in the restaurant business, a restaurant will be hot one year and down the next. So you've got to constantly look at where your locations are. Another thing, and when you talk about advertising, I know you spend a lot on TV advertising. That's what works for you. And do you know what percentage of your revenue you spend toward promotion?
We try to allocate about 5%
of
whatever we're doing business-wise towards towards advertising.
Well, that's a healthy amount. As you know, there's a lot of people that scratch their heads and wonder why business isn't good, and it's probably because they're not spending 5% of their top line.
You know, I speak to a lot of different people in this area. Some people spend less, and some people spend more. Played with that number, and that seems to be the number that works for us. But whatever number it is that you figure out, you just have to consistently do it no matter what the condition of the climate is, because there's a certain number that works in everybody's area, and that's the number you need to consistently do. Good times, bad times, doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. We actually did a story on you guys in Floor Focus a couple of years ago, and we talked about customer service. Actually, after an installation, you have your mother call the customer and ask them how it went. And I think that's great, because the people that are there at the installation know that that call is going to take place, and you've put a reward system in place. So, you know, kudos to you there. Another thing that you and I have talked about has been about web-based marketing. You got on that early. You have a great website. I think you change your website pretty frequently, and you put sale items on there. Talk a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, we don't change it probably as much as we should, and we're working on that at the moment. There's two parts of the web. You have to have a good website with everything that's supposed to be on it, and that's not really my territory, so I couldn't speak too much on that. And then constantly updating it so traffic comes to it, and then doing what you need to do to drive traffic to it, you know, with SEO and with pay-per-click, and it's a constant work in progress that my my advertising agency is consistently changing and updating, and we have meetings about to try to improve it, and you know, that's how that kind of works.
Yeah, and I think the last time we talked, you are spending a good effort on search engine optimization, which is making sure that you're organically come up on the front page when somebody types in, say, carpet in West Palm or something like that, right?
Yeah, you know, the rules kind of change, and I don't really know all the rules.
Yeah.
You know, what worked a year ago is not working now, right. And what works now is not going to work 6 months from now. A lot of it is, from what I understand, the data and the things that are actually physically on the website, and sometimes it's, you know, doing whatever you can do to organically have that happen. But what you physically do on the website and the words that you use and whatever content is on there has a big play on whether or not you're going to get traffic coming to the website, aside from your SEO optimization or your pay-per-click campaign.
Right. All right, so I'm going to see you in Nashville next week at the Floorscapes Color Center meeting. Talk real quick, when you are getting ready to go to that meeting, what is it that you look most forward to?
The thing I look most forward to for sure is the educational courses that they give. They are just absolutely probably one of the top five reasons why we're doing better in the last couple of years than we have been before. Their educational courses from, let's say, Andrew Oxley or the Covey Group are real nut and bolt courses, not rah-rah motivational courses. They give you real nuts and bolts to be able to take back to your organization and without a doubt improve your bottom line and make you a better retailer. And that's the thing I look forward to more than anything else.
Yeah, and also I'm sure you look forward to catching up with some of the other members. I know at one time you were actually on the advisory committee with Floorscape, so you probably have a lot of friends that are part of this organization, don't you?
I do, and I always try to find two or three different topics, which I'm trying to formulate now, where it's something that maybe we don't do the best, and then I connect with the people at Mohawk and say, can you find me another retailer inside the country that is really good at this and put me together in the same room as that person so I can pick their brain, and I always get something out of that.
All right. I look forward to seeing you, and thanks for spending time with us. One last quick question. You know, Thanksgiving's here, and then they have Black Friday after that. Black Friday's not really a very good day for selling flooring on the day after Thanksgiving, is it?
You know, if you look at that Friday business from year in and year out, some days it's really good, some days it's not. But certainly after Thanksgiving for us in South Florida is when business really starts to pick up, because that's when the snowbirds come down and start to spend their money.
All right. Well, Lou, I look forward to seeing you again next week. It's been good talking to you. Been talking to Lou Marano, who is the owner of Capital Carpet and Tile in South Florida. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.